Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have this young lady back. Her name is Jenna Ellis. She's been on several times. America's Lawyer is where we're going to go with Jenna. And make sure you check out the Jenna Ellis Show. She's lighting everything on fire with her great podcast. She's a contributor over on Newsmax. Jenna, I appreciate you. How are you?
I'm great. You know, I think like all Americans right now who are thinking clearly, everyone is outraged and wondering what the heck is going on over at the FBI and the DOJ.
You know, when I knew that there was something amiss, and I'd love to get your comment on this, when Roger Stone was raided, who I had on the show a couple of days ago, CNN was tipped off. They're there rolling cameras at 5:45 a.m. You got frogmen coming out of the water to get this 70-something-year-old man who wasn't running anywhere just to have this big show of force. What I noticed on Monday is that CNN wasn't tipped off, and the Times wasn't, and the Post wasn't, and MSNBC wasn't. It's almost as if they went on a fishing expedition, and had they found something, then we'll fill in our partners in the media. Did you find that odd as well? CNN was not waiting for this raid to happen, which I found odd.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is a little bit odd, and also the fact that this is going on since 8 in the morning on Monday, and only because President Trump chose to make a statement, that's the only reason that anybody knew about it. But there are a lot of things that are questionable and really odd about this, like the fact that just 6 weeks before signing off on this search warrant, the magistrate judge in this case, and let's be clear, he is a judge, but what a magistrate judge means is simply that he's hired by the county to help with the caseload rather than going through the judge approval or appointment process in that particular jurisdiction. So it doesn't mean that he doesn't have the authority or there's something, you know, weird about the fact that he's a magistrate. That's all that that means. But what is weird is that just 6 weeks before signing off on this search warrant, he actually recused himself, saying that he had an incurable bias, citing that statute, not particularizing or specifying what the bias was, but in the case of Trump versus Clinton. And then, of course, you know, this is an appearance of bias, which is forbidden by statute. Then he goes and he signs off on the search warrant, which, by the way, was August 5th. And then suddenly, in the interest of national security, somehow that's probable cause. And yet the FBI waits 3 days to execute the search warrant. There are so many things that raise questions to anyone, not just a lawyer like me.
But there's so much there that you just said. This guy, this magistrate, first and foremost, let me disabuse anybody watching and listening of thinking this guy was appointed by Trump. He wasn't. He's a guy, as you said, hired by the court to help out. He is a judge. He has the ability to sign a search warrant, but he recused himself. And from what I've read elsewhere, he actually had tweets against Trump. This guy is a major Trump hater. So the fact that he's involved with this at all already makes it moot to me. But you just pointed something else out. It was so important. And the Post is talking about probable or possible or officials say nuclear information, which is BS. It was so important they waited 3 days. You get the search warrant signed on Friday, and I guess Trump could have built a nuclear weapon by Monday, but they gave him till Monday to go and do this FBI raid. Jen, isn't the proper step, and I'm not a lawyer, you're a great lawyer, isn't the proper step to say, hey, we want this stuff from you, here's a subpoena, give it to us by this date. If you don't do that, we'll come and seize it. They seem to skip right over the subpoena.
Right, and that's yet another question, because Trump's lawyers confirmed that they were in discussions with the FBI, and the FBI apparently even came in back in June, inspected these 15 boxes of documents, and all they asked for at that point was for an additional padlock, which Trump complied with. And then suddenly now there's supposedly probable cause that this is, you know, something related to nuclear documents. I mean, this just raises so many questions. And like, you know, I posted on social media yesterday, obviously being totally sarcastic and snarky on social media, going, you know, I'm so grateful that the DOJ is totally on this. And, you know, I personally am relieved that they waited 18 months when apparently there's this rogue former president out there trying to go and, you know, sell our nuclear secrets, which, by the way, what about the big guy that's still in 1600 Pennsylvania that is selling off our strategic reserves to China and does have a son that has been selling at least meetings and who knows what else to foreign entities. I mean, why isn't the FBI raiding Hunter Biden? And no, that's not just a distraction. That's a legitimate question.
Well, of course it is. And it's a legitimate question because of Hunter Biden's own laptop, his own hard drive. His hard drive is filled with incriminating evidence about all the crimes that he and the big guy, his uncle, his aunt, everybody else was involved in. We know that's all fact because they can't deny that it's all his. It's Jenna Ellis. Go to the JennaEllisShow.com. Go follow her there. Follow her on Twitter, on Truth, everywhere else. And also make sure you check her out on Newsmax TV. So let's go back to the idea that they asked for a padlock to be put on, and Trump does it. Then they go there, and they forgot the key or something, and they had to break the padlock off. Then they spend a bunch of time in Melania's wardrobe, which makes no sense at all. At the end of the day, is it your gut feeling? And I'm asking a lawyer about a gut feeling might not be great because you like to deal in facts, but is it your gut feeling they were hoping to find something? And had they found something, they would have released it? Because today we might not even know about this raid had Trump not told us about it on Monday night. And Trump is the one who said, release all the documents now, and Garland acts as if he's doing it because he feels like it. No, Trump is calling their hand.
Yeah, you know, it's not just a gut feeling. It's actually my experienced observation, having been a district attorney and then also a criminal defense attorney for a number of years. Unlike what Twitter likes to say, which is, of course, to deny everyone's credibility,
yes,
remotely conservative. But that there are so many different ways that law enforcement likes to use a pretext or we are going to go under this auspices and get a search warrant signed to basically go on a fishing expedition, and whatever else is in plain view or that we happen to come upon that is in the course of executing the search warrant,
right,
then they can use that for other means. So this has nothing to do, in my opinion, this has nothing to do with the actual classified documents that they already discussed since June. This was likely a pretext to go in and try to find something else that they could possibly remotely use, whether it was related to January 6th, whether it's related to, you know, the Espionage Act is now what they're trying to say. I mean, you know, anything else that they can possibly try to get Trump with. This has nothing to do with those classified documents. It's nothing to do with actual, like, oh, we're worried he's going to destroy this. He was 1,000 miles away in New York when they executed the search warrant.
Right.
How could he possibly be on the brink of manipulating or destroying evidence?
And again, he was on the brink for 18 months. He's on the brink for like 20 months, too, which is nuts. What's interesting about all of this is, Trump says that they were working with them. They never did the subpoena. They go to a magistrate they know is going to sign it because he doesn't like Trump. I mean, this is me assuming all of this. They go there and execute the search warrant. And as you said, they're going there hopefully to find something in plain view. Maybe there's something illegal going on. Did you see attachment B of the warrant today?
You know, I've looked at it, and I'm wondering, where is the affidavit?
And they're not releasing that, which they should. I think that we should compel them to do that. But attachment B very simply says, seize every document from the day he took office until the day he left office. Jenna, it literally has the dates where he was inaugurated to the date that he left office on January 20th, 2021. They want every document. So for the entire 4 years, they get to now sift through his records? Really? As Obama's got 33 million documents in Chicago? Jenna, is that not nuts? I mean, can you be that broad and say we have a specific search warrant for this address, Southern Boulevard and Ocean Avenue in Palm Beach, and just take everything that he's got from these specific 4 years?
It's so overbroad, and other people like Kash Patel have said previously, even, you know, members of his own staff and his own lawyers have said that these were declassified,
right,
and so wouldn't be in any way, illegal or otherwise against statute for him to hold. You know, the National Archives now comes out and releases a statement. I mean, you know, since when is the National Archives involved in commenting on anything? I mean, this is so pathetic.
It is.
But, you know, now they released a statement about Obama's 30,000 documents saying,
no, it's 30 million, 30 million
to go. And yeah, 30 million documents. I mean, this is so ridiculous. And for them to say that this is something, you know, from the day that he took office until the day that he left, that's so overbroad. And it's basically just giving them, you know, this wide sweeping purview. And this is where I hope that Trump's current attorneys are fighting this and saying, you know, this is ridiculous. Why didn't they go and get a subpoena? It's called a subpoena deuces tecum, where they can specify, these are the documents that we're looking for, and please comply with this. And, you know, those are in the course of regular business and litigation for them to ask for that, to send a notice of preservation. I mean, all of these things are so typical. Why did they need to go and get a search warrant? That raises a giant red flag. And also the timing of this. Why are they doing this just 2.5 months before the midterm?
Yeah. Well, this is why they're doing it, because
political opposition.
Exactly.
Yeah, political opposition, not probable cause.
I had Cash Patel on yesterday. And by the way, it's Jenna Ellis, America's lawyer. And I believe that. Jenna Ellis, TheJennaEllisShow.com. TheJennaEllisShow.com. Go there. Incredible show that she's doing now. Plus, contributor on Newsmax. Follow her on all the social media. She's amazing. When it comes to what Cash said, you're right. He said it was all declassified. But let's talk about classification for a second. Actually, before I do that, let's finish up on the subpoena. As an attorney, let's say that you're my attorney and somebody shows up with a subpoena. I call you, you come, check the subpoena, or not the subpoena, the search warrant. You check the search warrant, you say, okay, this is legal, it's signed by a judge. Aren't you allowed to observe? From what I understand, Trump's legal team was told, you cannot watch us, get out of here, and they were told to wait in the car or something. Is that legal?
Hey, you know what this really sounds like, Joe, is what the election officials were telling all of the poll watchers. You know, you got
exactly.
To stand 6 feet away. I mean, I wonder if the FBI agents were concerned about COVID, because, you know, just a day later was when the CDC finally, you know, said, oh, the 6 feet thing, no big deal.
I love how sarcastic you are. Yes, they were worried about COVID, so they didn't let Trump's lawyers watch. I mean, but the bottom line is the legality of it is, if you can't watch them, if you can't observe what they're doing, they could have planted anything. They could have put a bunch of bugs in the house. Who knows what they're doing? Is that legal?
It's exactly. And no, the attorney should have been able to watch just so that they could foreclose any of those concerns.
Yes.
And this is, again, where, you know, all of these arguments need to be made, because they're not even alleging that that actually happened. But the point is, nobody knows.
Yeah.
And that is problematic for the FBI and for the DOJ, and especially if they want to remain above suspicion, above question, and above the appearance of bias, which, you know, this just shows how brazen they are, and that they think that they can go into a former sitting president of the United States and treat him this way. I mean, this is America.
Yeah.
And everyone, regardless of where they're at on the political spectrum, needs to be raising these questions and saying, this is not okay in the United States of America.
Really glad to have Jenna Ellis on the program, America's lawyer. Go to TheJennaEllisShow.com, a contributor on Newsmax, also great to follow on Twitter and on Truth and everything else. So Jenna, I've got to get into the classification, the declassification. I think I understand how it works. In fact, I had a long conversation with Laura Logan about this yesterday. The bottom line is, if something is classified by a specific agency like the NSA or the FBI or the CIA, that agency can declassify it by reissuing it without the classification on it. When it comes to a president's ability, the ability of a president of the United States, and correct me if I get any of this wrong, is to declassify anything he feels like declassifying. He can yell it from the kitchen. He can do it on a phone call. There is no protocol, as far as I can tell, where you've got to have a paper trail and tell your mom's sister's brother to call my uncle, or you've got to announce it on television. In fact, if Trump felt like it, he could have done a speech while he was the president and declassified everything by saying, I am declassifying everything regarding the Russia probe, which he did, of course, say. So when you see people on even Fox jumping over themselves, trying to say that he didn't do protocol, it wasn't standard operating procedure, it wasn't what he has to do by procedural measure, that's all BS, isn't it? The president can do anything he wants and declassify anything he wants. Do I have this wrong?
No, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, and let's just say that he didn't go through the proper process, and they're right about that. Well, that doesn't mean then that he's, you know, guilty of a crime, and this is, you know, the Espionage Act is, it is invoked. I mean, this is just so pathetically ridiculous. But I'll give you an example. So, you know, I, of course, used to be one of Trump's lawyers.
Yes.
And there were many times that I was in the Oval Office for hours, and I would sit there, and various people would come in and out, and there were various things that were discussed that I overheard simply by being in the room.
Right.
And because of that, they were deemed, I knew them, even if I didn't have an FBI level clearance, which of course is the sensitive compartmented information. And I wouldn't have otherwise been cleared to hear or see whatever it was that I heard or saw.
Yes.
It was declassified as to me simply because the president allowed me to be there for that particular congregation.
And he didn't have to jump through a hoop. He didn't have
to caveat every conversation.
Yeah, he didn't have to make another amendment.
And say,
he didn't,
oh, and by the way.
Yeah, there was no articles that he had to send to Congress. He says, this is now declassified. She can hear it. That's it.
Well, it's just like somebody saying, you know, in defamation cases, you don't have to specifically preview or say in advance of an opinion statement, as my opinion, this. It's implicit in the fact that you're saying an opinion. It's the same thing for the president when he is declassifying something in that type of a context. And so everybody is just trying to make mountains out of molehills, and they are treating Donald Trump differently than every single other president in the history of the United States of America.
Yes.
And that's actually more of a problem than anything that Trump allegedly did or didn't do.
Amazing attorney Jenna Ellis, I'm glad to call you my friend. Go to thejennaellisshow.com, thejennaellisshow.com. Watch her on Newsmax, follow her everywhere. One last question, and I think, it's my opinion, now that I've said it, I can say it, I guess, that the FBI screwed up, the Biden administration screwed up, the DOJ screwed up, they've got egg on their face, they're going to come up with absolutely nothing because all he has to do is say, I declassified all of it, you guys are stupid. And I think they look horrible. But how do you think this shakes out? Because you've got grand juries that are happening in Washington right now, both for January 6th and for other things looking into Trump, where you know that they're out to get him. They still think they can get him. January 6th committee wasn't working, so now let's go raid him. How does this shake out? How does this end?
Well, I think it's going to continue like it has for the last 6 years. They're going to aggressively try every single tactic that they possibly can to try to get him from ever holding office again and to get him to not run in 2024. He's not going to back down. He's not going to be intimidated. And they're just going to keep going until he is out of office permanently after another election. And
yeah.
I think at this point, the American people are so fed up. Everyone wants him to run. They want him to win. They want him back in the Oval Office, and if he gets the second term, then we'll just see the Democrats trying even harder, because they have gone for 6 years with hoax after hoax after hoax, and they're never going to stop until they are held accountable. And I can say this too, Joe, if Kevin McCarthy becomes the speaker and he doesn't do anything more than just send, you know, strongly worded letters, then the GOP is going to have a problem.
You got to replace him.
Every person who cares about equal protection, meaning no one's above the law, but no one is below the law either.
Yeah.
And you cannot be a target of a political opposition campaign weaponizing the Department of Justice with just this pretext and not actually probable cause and not actually following the law.
Yeah.
And if the GOP majority doesn't actually get off their butts and do something, then I think that they are going to lose a ton of support. And that's why I've told everyone, donate to specific candidates. Don't donate to the national GOP or the RNC. They are utterly useless.
Perfect advice. Jenna Ellis, thejennaellisshow.com. Go there. Check her out. Everything she does on Newsmax, her podcast. Go and follow her on all the social. Jenna, thanks for making time today. I appreciate you.
Always, my friend. Thanks so much.
All right. We're back after this. Stay right here.